Let's take our Bibles and turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I'd like to read verses 1 through 9. The Apostle Paul said, "It is not expedient for me doubtless to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body I cannot tell. God knoweth. How that he was caught up into paradise, and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such an one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. But though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Let's pray together. Our Father, this evening, how thankful we are, Lord, that we can call upon you. Thank you for the privilege, the blessing, to be able to assemble ourselves together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we ask, bless the service, bless the preaching, bless the hearing. May Christ be exalted. Lord, may your people be comforted for Christ's sake. Amen. This is the commandment of the Lord concerning preaching. The Lord said, Isaiah 40, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably, that is, speak to the heart. Speak to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished. That is to say, the appointed time of the conflict, though we will always be in conflict while we are in this world, we will not be exempt from conflict. But while we're in this world, we know this, the battle is won. Now that's comforting to God's people. We know that we are more than conquerors through Him who loves us. Tell her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned by the grace of God through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I think about that glorious thought. Her iniquity is pardoned. One of these days, I'm going to understand that. One of these days, I'm going to be thankful as I ought to be. Tell her that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Or I've said before, it doesn't mean twice as much. It means that all that was needful, what she's received double. All that was needful for her pardon, justification before God Almighty has been accomplished by the Lord Jesus Christ. Now this evening, I'd like for us to look at this scripture, these scriptures that I just read, and I do pray that the Lord comfort us. There's not a believer in this room tonight that does not need some comfort. Every one of us now I'm looking around at everybody, and I'm looking at people that I know is going through some tough trials. And you need some comfort. You've either got family strife or family problems. You've got physical problems. We're not exempt. And we need some comfort. If Almighty God comforts us, it's okay. Come what may, it's going to be fine. We struggle with the flesh. We struggle with the fiery darts of Satan from the oppression of men, and we need some comfort. I want my heart to be settled. I want to lie down at night, and may my mind be comforted by the thought of His presence and His mercy and His grace. When you wake up in the middle of the night and you start thinking about something, as I've said before, it's always worse at night, isn't it? I just wish you'd get daylight. I wish the sun would come up. May I awaken with the realization, with the awareness of His presence. You that know Him, you know what I'm talking about, where you wake up and you know you're talking to the Lord. You know you are. Apostle Paul is going to relate something about being comforted. And here's the word of comfort. It's in verse 9. He said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Now, if the Lord is pleased to teach me that, my grace is sufficient for thee, my strength is made perfect in weakness. If He truly teaches me that, you know when I'm going to learn it? When I'm going through trials. When I need it. I mean, I know it's kind of a hopeful thing that we might be able to learn that, you know, and we're really not going through anything. But I tell you, when you need to know that is when you're in the midst of trials. Now, these words that were spoken by the Apostle Paul under the inspiration of God's Spirit, they're spoken for our learning, for our admonition, for our comfort, for our teaching, for our correction. And he starts and he says in verse 1, it's not expedient. He said it is not advantageous. It would not be to my advantage, wouldn't be to the advantage of anybody. It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. Now, here's what he said. He said, in myself, I have nothing to glory in. I have nothing to glory in of myself because the Lord has given me visions and revelations. And he did. The Apostle Paul was on the road to Damascus, and the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth. That's when Paul said, who are you, Lord? He said, Jesus of Nazareth, that you're persecuting. Now you think about this. The Lord spoke to him from heaven. And Saul of Tarsus heard him. Who are you? There was a vision one night. And in that vision, a man from Macedonia says, come over and help us. Paul was taught some things through visions, Revelations, we don't have visions and revelations anymore. We've got the Word of God. Peter said, we've got a more sure proof, confidence. These scriptures right here, when Paul and John and Peter was talking about, we were eyewitnesses. Peter said, I was on the Mount of Transfiguration. John said, I touched him. Our hands have handled the Word of life. And Peter said, I'll tell you, I'm telling you, we were there. I'm telling you, I saw him. I looked at him. But he said, we've got a more sure confidence than my eyewitness. And you see scriptures right here. According to the scriptures, this is the final authority right here. But Paul said, I've had visions. I've had revelations. And I don't have anything to glory in. Having had those visions and had those revelations, it was nothing in me that God saw that merited Him speaking to me. Nothing. But He said, but by visions and revelations of what the Lord has been pleased to teach Paul and his people, how they're brought to a greater acquaintance of the glorious person of the Lord Jesus Christ because of what we learn through those visions and revelations. Paul said, I don't have anything to glory in. I'm the recipient of God's speaking to me, and nothing in me worthy of Him even talking to me. But because of what we learn through the Lord, he says, I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. That's why he's going to talk about it. That's why I'll relate to you. Not to bring glory to myself, but to teach God's people. He said, verse 2 and 3, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. You know, I read that just a few minutes ago. I was sitting at the desk and looking over that. You talk about the grace of God. 14 years ago, and this is when he wrote about it. You know, I know just enough about myself. I'm speaking foolishly here, but I think we all understand. I mean, if we see something in Scripture and we're so excited, we want to just talk about it, you know. I see something in Scripture, I'll run home. I preach just about every message to Glenda at least once, you know, before you hear it. And, I'm just excited that the Lord showed me anything. But here was a man 14 years ago. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Here the Apostle Paul was speaking of himself. I know that because verse 7 says, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation that was given unto me. So I know it's the Apostle Paul. And he says that all of this that I'm about to tell you, I'm going to tell you as much as I can perceive, as much as I know. He said, there was a man in Christ. Now, there's a message right there. I mean, you know, chosen in the Lord Jesus Christ before the foundation of the world, glorified in Christ, buried with Christ, died with Christ. Paul says, I was crucified with him. Here's a man in Christ. And that's a description of himself. A man in Christ, by the grace of God, put there by God's good pleasure. A man, he says, that was caught up, seized, and taken by force to the third heaven. Now I know, according to verse 4, that it was paradise, because the Apostle Paul says it was how that he was caught up into paradise. So that eliminates all speculation on what this third heaven was. And again, based on what our Lord told the thief on the cross, he said, "Today you'll be with me in paradise." Based upon the words of our Lord saying where the thief would be with him that day, I'm not trying to presume on the Lord. I don't want to go beyond what the Scripture has revealed, but I would speculate. And that would be as far as I'd want to say. You know, if the Scriptures is silent on something, be very, very cautious about how dogmatic you get about it, because it's it. But based on the words of our Lord talking about paradise, Paul caught up to paradise, I'm going to speculate that was the place of departed saints, the souls of departed saints, the place where the souls are with the Lord. The Lord told the thief, "You'll be with me in paradise today." And also, We could relatively safely assume, if the Lord be pleased, that this is also the place that in the day of the second coming, it would be caught up together with the Lord, to ever be with the Lord. When the Lord was in his high priestly prayer, John 17, verse 24, "Father, I will that those that you've given me, your elect, those that you've chosen, you've got those that you've given me, that they be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, the glory that you've given me, for you've loved me from before the foundation of the world." So the Apostle Paul says, above 14 years ago, man, he said, whether he's in the body, out of the body, whether I was body and soul or just spirit or something, he said, "I don't know. I don't know. God knows." How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful, it's not possible for a man to utter. Now, he doesn't say anything about what he saw, so there's no need, there's no reason to even speculate what he saw. He only mentions what he heard. And what he heard was this: unspeakable words. Now, I tried to look and tried to see what the apostle may have meant, and he either meant it they were impossible to utter, unspeakable, just either unspeakable in the sense not possible to utter, or impossible for men to comprehend, or both of them. He heard some things and was not able. It was impossible for him to relate what he heard. It was impossible. It was an impossible language. It was impossible words. You know, men, I'll see, you will too, on television every once in a while. Somebody's had one of these death experiences, and they died. They died on the operating table, or something. They were under the water for a while, and they actually died and went to heaven, they say. And they come back, and they're going to relate. Well, you know, they're going to say what they heard and what they saw and something like that. This right here completely exposes all of that to be a farce. That's not so. That is not so. Here's the Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of God's Spirit, caught up by God Himself. And Paul said, "I was there, in the body, out of the body, I don't know. God knows." But I heard words that were unspeakable. Verse 5 says, of such an one, that is, of such an experience is what he's talking about. Of such an one, of such an experience will I glory, yet of myself I'll not glory, but in mine infirmities. Paul knew, again, you notice how often he continues to express, there's no merit in me. I am the recipient of God's grace. I am what I am by the grace of God. A vessel of His mercy. And my, that takes the grace of God. I know it does. Think of what this man was taught. What the Lord was pleased to show him. He knew that in himself he had nothing to glory in. It was the thing that he gloried in. Was that this was the Lord's revelation to him. And if there was going to be any glorying, and I'll show you this, and turn back to chapter 11 and verse 30. If there's any glorying, Paul says, here's what I'll glory in. I'm going to glory in what God has been pleased to teach me through infirmities. That's what I'll glory in. I'm going to glory in what the Lord taught me and saw fit to give me in infirmities. Look at 2 Corinthians 11:30. If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern mine infirmities. Think about what you've learned through experience. We don't really know anything, as I've said before. You don't really know anything till you go through it. You don't know how to relate to anything unless you've been there. Unless you've actually been there. Unless you've experienced what somebody's going through. And you say, well, I understand. Well, you really don't. You don't know. Paul says, here's what I know I can glory in. I glory in what the Lord was pleased to teach me. Thankful that He was pleased to teach me those things that He taught me through trials, tribulations, infirmities. He says, for though, verse 6, I would desire to glory. And I know this. What he's saying is, I know something about myself. If I chose to boast, which every man absolutely possesses an old heart to do so. And here's the new man speaking. He said, I shall not be a fool. For I will say the truth. But now I forbear. I abstain, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. I'm going to forbear, lest that somebody would consider me to be more than what I am. As I said a while ago, a sinner saved by the grace of God. And then the Apostle Paul says, and lest I should be exalted above measure, through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. We want to know Him. We want to know. I hopefully last Sunday I tried to deal with what we don't know. Paul said, oh, that I might know Him. And what we know in part. We see through a glass darkly. And as soon as we think we know something about the Lord, we realize just listening to the Lord speak to Job, we don't know anything. We don't have anything to brag about. We don't have anything to glory in. Save Jesus Christ and Him crucified, that the Lord would show mercy unto us. But I can tell you this, unto whom much is given, much is required. The Apostle Paul was taught. Now these precious scriptures that were written, Paul penned many of these epistles. And the Lord taught that man much. And because of the much, and that the natural tendency of a man, if God teaches him something, is to be lifted up in pride. That old nature of pride is with us. It is of the devil. It's the nature of Satan. It's the nature of Lucifer. Lifted up in pride. When God Almighty cast him out of heaven for this attitude, I will exalt myself above the Most High. I will. The nature of I will is the nature of pride. And Paul said, because of these glorious revelations, what were they? They're unspeakable. What did the Lord say to him? We don't know. But I tell you, whatever he said was needful. It was needful and expedient for us to learn. We glean from what the Apostle Paul was taught. But, lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me. I've read that many times. You have too. It's one of those scriptures that we're real familiar with. But I got to looking at the word buffet, and I thought, buffet, Satan to buffet me. And I thought, if somebody asked me, said, what does buffet mean? I would have said, well, slap with the hand. He said, lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to... Hey, Paul. Huh? To buffet me. To slap me with a hand. Slap me. Buffet me. So painful. So trying. So tormenting were these buffetings. So readily was Paul's frailty brought to the forefront to suppress pride. That was the reason. God knew just exactly what Paul needed, lest I should be exalted above measure. A messenger of Satan. And here again, you know, we could, you know, I read all these, you know, people say it was this, he had a problem speaking. He couldn't, had a problem. Some say it was this, some say it was that. The Apostle Paul did not relate what it was. The Spirit of God didn't tell us what it was. So to speculate on it is no need. Whatever it was, the Apostle Paul knew why he had it. He realized, this is why I'm going through what I'm going through. The Lord has been pleased to give me this. It was not that the messenger of Satan chose to buffet Paul. The scripture says that because of the being exalted above measure through the abundance of revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. Who gave him that thorn in the flesh? You know who gave it to him. The same one that told Satan when he could go and set Job in trials and tribulations and heartache. The Lord, who rules and reigns in this heart. The Lord, who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. God gave it to him. And God gave it to him for a particular reason. to suppress pride, arrogance, and being exalted above measure. And Paul the Apostle said in verse 8, "For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me." The Lord wisely knew Paul's need. I need to remember, all of us do, to remember while we're going through these trials and tribulations, these sufferings, weaknesses exposed in our bodies, and in our dealings with others and heartaches. And so while we're going through this, there is a reason for it. The Lord does not send these trials for no reason. It's for our good, lest we should be exalted above measure. You think of what He's taught His people concerning being chosen. Chosen in the Beloved. Now let me tell you what the old man is going to do with that. Well, I'm one of God's elect. I'm one of God's elect. And a lot of those folks out there aren't. Unless we should be exalted above measure, the Lord's going to send trials, tribulations, chastisements, and it's going to be for our good. Paul said, "I asked the Lord to take it away." And here's the comfort. He said unto me, "My grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in your weakness." My strength is set forth. My strength is glorified in you being buffeted. It's good that we've been afflicted. It's good to be reminded. Paul said, "The Lord has taught me, my grace is sufficient." When we go through whatever we're going through, as I said at the beginning, may the Lord teach me this truth right here. His grace is sufficient. His grace is sufficient. His strength, His might, His power, His good pleasure is made perfect, set forth perfectly in our weakness. Lord, help me. A man in Christ. A man in Christ is a taught man. A man in Christ is a humbled man. A man in Christ is a man that seeks God for deliverance, direction. A man in Christ is a man that God hears. And a man, by the grace of God, that bows to God's wise and merciful and compassionate will. Paul said a man in Christ taught some things. The thing that he taught me concerning those things that he revealed to me was that his grace was sufficient to keep me in the midst of those gracious trials that he sent me to suppress pride. Lord, bless these words to our heart for Christ's sake. Amen.